WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Noel Howie was a teenager trying to figure out what it means to be a woman, her father was going through a similar transition. He wanted to be a woman. Noel Howie was 17 when she learned her father was a cross-dresser. A few years later, he had a sex change operation and has subsequently identified as a lesbian. In the new memoir, Dress Codes, Howie writes about the mind-bending gender questions her father's predicament raised for her. Let's start with a reading from the book.
I have a dad who is a woman much like me, but with better legs. And when he was still male, I had a dad possibly like yours. Sullen, sporadically hostile, frequently vacant. I had a dad who became a woman in order to be nice. I have a family that survived a life in the closet by employing humor, tinted car windows, and thousands of dollars worth of therapy. A family that gave its patriarch Chanel No. 5 for Father's Day. A traditional family. Loving father, supportive mother, doting child, that would probably be the right wing's worst nightmare. I am a different person because my father was a man, then a girl, then a woman. I watched her go through puberty right after I did, putting on too much makeup before going for the natural look, wearing 3-inch heels before deciding that flats had better arch support.
Noel, you write in your memoir that your father became a woman in order to be nice. How did his personality compare when he was a man to when he became a she?
When my father was a man, we liked to call him an aspiring alcoholic. He wasn't all that successful because he was able to quit drinking rather quickly and easily. But he was very cold, very abrupt, very neglectful of both me and my mother. I mean, I don't like to make it sound too woe is me or, you know, too tragic because it wasn't really terrible. I mean, my father sort of behaved in the way that many fathers of his generation behaved, which is somewhat cold and somewhat abrupt. But he was so removed from my childhood when I was growing up. And what was very different when he came out and started the transformation of becoming a woman is he really started being a part of my life. She started asking questions about my life. She started trying to make up for all these years where she had sort of held me at arm's length. And I don't really feel that I had a father until my father became a female.
How did your father first come out to your mother, you know, years before he actually got the transsexual surgery?
My father came out a number of times to my mother. The first time was when they were 16-year-old high school sweethearts and they were on the telephone. And my father suddenly blurted out that he liked to wear fuzzy sweaters, and meaning girl sweaters. And my mother didn't really know how to react to that, but she thought, fuzzy sweaters, what's wrong with that? She thought, as many wives of people who later come out as gay and lesbian can attest, that this was a phase. She thought at times that it was a sexual fetish. She thought at other times that it was just something that she would have to live with, but didn't take away from the other things that he had to offer. So she made a lot of excuses for it.
You first found out that your father thought of himself as a woman and cross-dressed when you were in your teenage years. It was your mother who told you. How did she break the news?
My mother broke the news after we went shopping for jeans in a mall near our Cleveland home. And what she did was she told me that my father liked to wear women's clothes. I was shocked, but I wasn't shocked so much by the fact that my father had this particular, I don't know what to call it, interest, as I was just that my father didn't really hate me. I sort of had this very typical child perspective that the reason my father didn't reach out to me was because it had something to do with me, not because it was something emanating from him. And so when my mother told me this, I steeled myself against it and said, okay, I'm not going to be interested in this. I'm not going to reach out to my father. I'm not going to react. And I burst into tears anyway. And the first thing that my mother recalls me saying was that, oh my God, so you mean he doesn't hate me?
6 months after your mother told you about your father left the family. Do you know why he left?
He left to figure out who he was. He left to start dressing. And this was not something that he could do while he was still in our house. It wasn't something I was prepared to see or to deal with yet. And it wasn't something that my mother certainly wanted to have going on at home, because she was having a lot of mixed emotions about my father's transition to a woman as well. So my dad got her own apartment, and she proceeded to sort of experiment with different sort of, you know, clothes and lifestyle options, basically.
During the period when your father knew that he identified as a woman, even though he was in a male body, how did his sense of being a woman compare to your sense of being a woman as you were coming into womanhood?
Well, that was actually a huge source of conflict between us for a while. When my father started living full-time as a woman, at first, she became this sort of frightening Martha Stewart type of happy homemaker hybrid. It was really terrifying. She was compulsively arranging flowers and organizing guest soaps in the bathroom and buying everything in the shade of mauve. Everything was mauve for a while there. And this was at the very same time that I was getting into feminism and going on marches and cutting all my hair off and not wearing makeup and trying out veganism. And so we obviously were at odds. My father would sort of tell me about how thrilling it was to be able to vacuum, and that vacuuming was such a really wonderful thing that women got to do that men didn't get to do, which obviously is not quite the case. But and so we had a lot of arguments, and you know, what ended up actually happening was that my father, you know, did end up sort of mellowing into a much less sort of stereotypical woman. But then again, so did I.
If you're just joining us, my guest is writer Noelle Howie. Her new memoir, Dress Codes, is about three girlhoods, her mother's, her father's, and her own. Her father is a transsexual who had his surgery when Noelle was about 23. She found out that about his gender confusion when she was in her teens. You decided to go with your father when he decided to have his sex change operation, which was in Brussels?
Yes.
Did you say goodbye to your father, the man, right before he had the surgery to become a woman?
I don't know if it was before the surgery, but it was while my father was in the hospital. I realized that the man who I had grown up with, who I had loved, and who I had hated both, wasn't coming back. Even to this day, I still miss him. You know, I love her. I see her all the time. We live near each other now. But I do miss him. I will always miss him. There's something about somebody where you don't realize how much you love them based on your senses of them, what they smell like, what they look like, how their skin feels. You don't have any sense of that until it's gone, because most people don't have those things change entirely. My father's hormones changed, you know, her pheromones changed. Everything about the way that I experienced her as a physical presence changed. And that's not an experience most people go through with somebody who's still alive.
Is your mother still close with your father?
Yes, they're very good friends. Mm-hmm. They see each other from time to time, and we all share non-traditional Christmases together.
So, not to get too theoretical here or anything, but what are some of the conclusions you've reached about the nature of gender and how fixed gender is or isn't?
It seems to me that there's some sort of spectrum for gender. There's also the Kinsey scale for sexuality, which goes from 1 to 7. On one end, being totally homosexual and the other end being totally heterosexual. And it's been posited at different times that we all sort of fall somewhere in the middle of that. And I think that gender is very much the same, that there is a spectrum from extremely feminine to extremely masculine. And most of us aren't on either pole. We're someplace in the middle. I think that in a lot of ways, being transgender is just, it's always been sort of discussed as this bizarre affliction that happens to about 1% of the population. And gender is not something that happens to 1% of the population. It happens to 100% of the population. This is something that we all deal with. And I think people are a little scared of people who are transgendered because it's familiar, not because it's so foreign. And this is something that I wanted to write about because it's not something that I'd seen depicted even in, you know, movies and TV shows, and whether, you know, Hedwig and the Angry Inch or Boys Don't Cry, or there's a lot of media out there about transgendered people, and a lot of it's really well done, but the people were always alien. They weren't people that, I guess, normal average Joes could relate to. And my father is not particularly exotic or strange at all.
Even though your father is now a she, do you still call her dad?
I do, and I do still call my father dad, and this is a somewhat controversial topic in the transgender community. Most people tend to switch. When somebody switches gender, they also switch whether they're a mother or a father. But my father and I have stuck with father because, well, the basic biological facts still remain that she is my father. You know, that's what she brought to the party originally. And I personally feel that being a man and being a father are not the same thing. My father is my father because she loves me, because she's a wonderful parent, because she's protective, because she's everything that a father should be, except that she doesn't have, you know, the appropriate genitalia, which I think we can all say is not a major part of a father-daughter relationship. So I can't say that that has particularly changed how I feel about her as a parent, and therefore it hasn't changed the words I use to describe her.
Well, Noel Howie, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Noel Howie is the author of the memoir, Dress Codes. This is Fresh Air.